Hello, my friends. Good evening. How are you? Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us today. Please take a minute and say hello. Let me know where you are at. Where are you listening in from? I apologize for not being on Tuesday night, but as you can imagine, life has gotten a touch busier for me. Those of you who are not aware, last week I announced that I am running for Congress again, this time in the 2nd District against one Chris Stewart, and we'll have lots more coming up surrounding that particular announcement, and I'll give you some updates tonight as well. I also want to share with you some of my thoughts on what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, and actually maybe some hope, some bright spots. Unfortunately, not for Ukraine. It's just getting worse and worse at this point from the reporting that I see. That's what I want to do tonight. I want to give you an update. I've been talking all day, so I've kind of got an itchy throat. I don't think that I'm coming down with anything, but forgive me if I have to hit the cough button here and there. And again, please take a minute and say hello. Sebastian joining us after coming back from South America. Hey, Sebastian, welcome back on Facebook. Chris Larson says, congrats on your announcement, Jay. Chris also liking the stream. Thank you for that. Obviously, lots going on. I want to give you some updates on the campaign. But before I do that, I want to share with you my thoughts on some of the things that happened here in this country surrounding Russia over the last few days. Donna Peterson joining us on Facebook. Hey, Donna, I don't know if I've seen you here before. Welcome into the program. Maybe you've just been listening in the background. We have a lot of people who do that. So welcome in. And I think I shared with you guys the RV last time. So we have a 36-foot-long RV wrapped with JMAC for Congress logos. I'm sure my neighbors are in love with it. It's parked outside right now. We're going to be driving that all through the 2nd District here coming up. Donna says she usually quietly listens. Donna, I'm so glad that you're here. Sebastian says, I support you and let me donate to your campaign. Please, by all means. There is a link in the description that you can click on to donate, and as little as $5, but of course we need as much as you can do, $5 a month, $20, $30, anything you can. And tonight I'd ask for your donation in the name of putting gas in the RV so that we can successfully travel across the district. So that's what we'll put your donation to tonight if you go to jmacforutah.com. And we're also still looking for a name for the RV. So if you've got a name that you can think of, we're having a naming contest. The winner is going to win a bunch of campaign swag, t-shirts and those kind of things. So if you can come up with a name, let me see if I showed it to you last time, right? I'm sure that I did. Maybe a little bit later tonight, I will show it to you again once we cover some of the things that I wanted to cover tonight. Okay, while the rest of you are saying hello and chiming in, I want to talk about what happened in this country over the last week or so with Russia. Because it is remarkable in many ways. And it's a sign for me that there is lots of hope and that there are a lot of people out there still who are in their, I don't want to say in their right mind, but towards the mainstream middle. Let me just put it that way. Because what happened is, and I'm sure that you saw this, if you didn't, I'll share with you and you can kind of go back and see what happened. When Russia first started the invasion into Ukraine, there were quite a few voices on the right who echoed support for Vladimir Putin. Tucker Carlson on Fox News. Obviously, Donald J. Trump came out. And for like the first 24 hours, we were just kind of sitting here like baffled. Are we really, really that jaded and that caught up into partisanship that we can't see Vladimir Putin for what he is? And I'm like, wow, I guess it's worse than I thought, that we're going to now vocalize support for an authoritarian dictator who is murderous and who is evil and who is following the path of another dictator who slowly rolled over neighboring countries. And there was a peace agreement that could have been enforced, a treaty that could have been enforced at the time, but the world powers just said, oh, he'll stop. Oh, he won't keep doing it. He'll stop. And remember, Neville Chamberlain came home and he had a piece of paper signed by that dictator saying, this will guarantee us peace in our time. And then World War II breaks out. And so to live in a time when people would openly, people not so much on the fringes, would come out in support for a murderous dictator. And these are people who claim to love the Constitution. These are people who consider themselves to be patriots. And you're watching them in support of something completely different than what our Constitution puts in place. And it's as if they're lamenting that we don't have that here in this country. And so I'm sitting there for a good 24 hours trying to figure out how it is that we came to this place. And all of the sudden, those very same people who were expressing support for Vladimir, they started to change their tune. Did you catch this? They started to come around all of a sudden, like miraculously pointing out, say, oh, I didn't really mean that I was supporting Vladimir or that he was a good leader. All of them, except for the absolute extremes and except for Donald J. Trump, they all changed their tune in like 24 hours. And you might be asking yourself, how and why did that happen? And this is why I want to point this out to you. There was a backlash, my friends. There was a backlash in this country, a massive backlash towards people who were expressing support for Vladimir Putin. That's the only thing that would do it. That's the only thing that would turn the tide. People got on the phone. They started calling their elected officials. They started calling Fox News. And they said, we will not tolerate this. This is too far. We stand with Ukraine. My friends, there's a powerful message in what happened. That message is that the mainstream middle still has power. And that when we get together in mass, we have a voice. And if that voice is strong enough and loud enough, people will listen. And then the next event, it shocked me. And it literally brought me to tears. And that was during President Biden's State of the Union address. I don't know if you watched, but the first, 10, 15 minutes, he talked about Ukraine and our solidarity with Ukraine and our support of Ukraine. And I saw something that I'm not used to seeing anymore. I saw both sides of the aisle stand up with thunderous applause. Both sides. Both sides standing with Ukraine when just a few days earlier it started to look like there was going to be a political divide in this country over whether or not you should support Vladimir Putin or Ukraine. As if that is even remotely close to a question that we should be asking. And I sat back for a moment and literally started to tear up as I saw right and left stand in a thunderous applause and support for Ukraine. This was a teachable moment. It was a learning moment. A moment when we should all sit back and say, there's still hope in this country. We are not too far gone. Unfortunately, it demonstrates a truth that I've been sharing with you on the radio for 20 years. And that is that oftentimes it takes a tragedy to remind us how much alike we really are. And when we're surrounded by these politicians who spend all of their time dividing us, they spend all of their effort telling us why we are different and why we should dislike the other side, why we should distrust because we are all so terribly different. This is all that flows from their mouths. Divisiveness. It takes a tragedy. War crimes, literal free people being assaulted by an evil dictator. For everybody to stand back and say, wait a minute, we're so much more alike than we are different. And unfortunately, I feel like this country, it's going to take some kind of tragedy. I feel like on January 6th, a lot of people woke up to this commonality that we are not as different as they want us to believe. Ukraine did it again. And yeah, even after President Biden was done talking about Ukraine, then the room became divided, and then the heckling and the divisions appeared. But for a brief moment in time, our Congress, our president, and our nation stood unified again. Now, whether you like him or not, you've got to give Joe Biden credit for that. You need to give any world leader credit for participating and leading out in a moment like that. My question is, are we going to need another tragedy that hits home here before we stop letting politicians tell us how different we are? What is it going to take before we stop believing them and we start looking around at each other and talking to each other and realizing we are not different? We are mostly alike, my friends. They divide for power. They divide because that's how they manipulate us. But some things are too big for that. And that's what happened at the State of the Union address. And they were all forced to stand up, whether they agreed or not, because they knew how this nation felt. How do we replicate that? How do we turn that into a movement? That is my goal. How do we do that? Please, let's not wait for another tragedy. I've shared with you the story, and so many of you listening, you were there, that on 9/11, we were no longer Democrats or Republicans any longer. We were no longer members of any particular group, racial, gender, religion. We were no longer divided in any way. We stood together as a nation, attacked and shocked. And I think it lasted for about 2 weeks. But, you know, I saw the same thing happen in my own family. You know the story of my missing nephew. And I've shared with you that before he went missing, I was estranged from my brother and sister. We had let petty things divide us. But when that tragedy struck home, what do you think happened to those small differences that we had allowed to get so big? What do you think happened to them? They rushed away in seconds. Rushed away. And so, I don't know what it's going to take, but that's what we need in this country. We need a moment. We need a person. We need something to remind us that we are mostly alike. And when and get to the point where we see people who they're all their language, everything coming out of their face is divisive. The man who I'm running against, Chris Stewart, everything that comes out of his mouth is from a political perspective. He points out differences. He focuses on differences. He needs differences in order to keep his job. How many representatives do we have like that on both sides of the aisle? Can we get to a point in this country where when we hear that language, we identify it immediately? I've shared with you so many times that George Washington questioned the patriotism of anyone who seeks to divide our nation for any reason. Yet many of these dividers will stand up and proclaim their patriotism. It's nonsense. Some of your comments here. Sebastian, he says, Harley, my dog for 17 years. She died last month. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Sebastian. She was the best dog in the neighborhood. Everyone loved her. Diane joining us. Diane Shields on Facebook says, I miss hearing you on the radio every day. Thank you so much, Diane. I'm not on the radio because I ran for Congress the first time. Fortunately, this time I get to keep doing the podcast as much as I can. So I won't have to leave that. Chris Larson says, COVID could have united us. Leaders let it divide us. The two parties need to remember they are public servants to better our nation rather than loud voices seeking power. Wow, Chris, so well said. Can you imagine if we had a leader during COVID who stood up and challenged us as a nation to fight a common enemy? It could have been such a patriotic and unifying experience. And make no mistake, unifying doesn't mean suddenly you don't have differences. It means that you don't let those differences cause you to hate, fear, or judge other people. That you don't let those differences lead you down a path that if somebody disagrees with you, it's because they're stupid. Or it's because they have ulterior motives or they hate this country. People think that unification is about everybody agreeing. It's not. It's more about everybody recognizing that differences are good. And if we choose wise people to go to legislative halls, they can find common ground on those differences because they have a common goal, which is the greatness of this country and the unification of this country. And that what they come up with will best represent everybody. I mean, I want you to think about this for a minute. Think about what the goal is of your political party right now. I believe that the stated goal and intent of both of the extreme parties, Republicans and Democrats, is to gain total control of government and then force their will upon the other half of the country who disagrees with their beliefs. Think about this. Is that not their stated goal? Is that not what Republicans want to do? If we can just get the presidency and just get the House and the Senate, then we can force our beliefs and force our will upon the other side that disagrees with us. And is that not what the Democrats want to do? Now think about that for a minute. Is that the way this country is designed, so that one group of people can run roughshod over the other group? Or is this country designed so that people of differing viewpoints can send representatives to legislative halls where they can work together and accomplish the greater good, regardless of who comes up with the ideas? Literally, both parties want to overpower the other side, even though it's pretty clear that this nation is divided in what it wants. So instead of choosing leaders that can kind of harness that and focus on the common ground between each side, we're choosing leaders that we want to just run over the other side. Take away their voice. Take away their representation. Take away their viewpoint. Now, I know for a fact that you would hate that if it happens to you, if it's the other side that takes control. But how many would be giddy if their side gets to do it? This is not healthy for government. It is not right. It is not correct to want your form of government to run over the other side and trample upon them. What part of the Constitution, what part of the founding of this country leads anybody to believe that that is the way that it's supposed to be? It is other groups in history that we've seen who want to force their will at gunpoint upon everybody. That's not representation. That's not democracy. That's not the beauty and the wonder of the great compromise that is the Constitution. But that's literally what they want. They want to take away the will and the power and the vote of the other side. Instead of everybody coming together and say, okay, let's talk about immigration. Where do we have common ground? What can we agree on? Let's talk about the environment. Okay, what can we agree on? You imagine Chris Stewart going to Congress and saying, okay, guys, let's get in a room, let's get out the whiteboard, and let's talk about everything that we have in common with the environment. And when he talks to people, when he talks about the president, he talks about, these are the places where I agree with the president. So I can get together with him on this. Hey, president, can you come over and can you get together on this? Doesn't that sound more like what the Constitution prescribes? Instead of destroying the vote and the will and the voice of half of the country? It's insanity. It's insanity. David makes a great point. That is what Putin is doing. That's exactly right. That's why I can't understand people who would stand up and claim to have a love of the Constitution and be patriots, and then in the same breath support Vladimir Putin. How do those coexist? I just don't understand. Miguel joining us on Facebook. Hey, Miguel. He says, agreed, both parties. Yeah, both parties want to take over this government and force their will on the other side. That is not healthy. It is not right. It is not what is prescribed. It's just madness. Chris says, it seems like the parties have so much power. I often wonder how things will change. Well, The only thing I could say, Chris, is we just saw a little bit of it with Putin and with the State of the Union address. We just got a little taste of it. And that leads me to believe that it is possible. But it's got to be kind of a Matrix moment where you take the red pill or the blue pill. Now, I believe that there are enough people in the mainstream middle who are frustrated enough with their government, but they feel like Chris, that with the parties having so much control, how can we take it back? Well, I think you have to do it one district at a time, one candidate at a time. Can you imagine, and please don't make this about me, can you imagine what happens if the state of Utah sends a third party candidate or an independent candidate to Congress? Can you imagine what message that sends to the rest of the country and to everybody else in the mainstream middle who is looking for a home and looking for a place? Can you imagine if Utah did that? I mean, that would just be, to me, that's the beginning. And I'll be honest with you, Chris, and you know this, if I didn't believe it was possible, I wouldn't have just wrapped the RV with my name. And I wouldn't be committing between now and November to going through that process again. I just wouldn't do it. Adam, thank you for liking the stream. I believe it can be done. I think we saw an example of it at the State of the Union. I was shocked and then pleased and then a little teary-eyed as both sides found something that they could agree on. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, my friends, that is my message for you tonight. Thank you for your comments. As far as the campaign is going, we are not getting the media attention we want right now. I'll be brutally honest with you, but that's not anybody else's fault except Vladimir Putin. Russia has demanded the attention of the news cycle, both locally and nationally. And I think that's what should be being covered. My hope is that that situation gets rectified soon, and then we can get some media attention for our campaign and for everybody else running for office. I don't lament the fact that the media is covering Ukraine. That's where I want them to focus right now. And I think that our time will come. So in the meantime, we are getting the word out. We are asking for volunteers. You can click on the link in the description to volunteer. And we need, more than anything, we need donations. We need money to put gas in the RV. We need money to pay for yard signs. We need money for mailers. We need money for social media advertising. We need money for commercials. I really believe this with all my heart, that there are enough of us out there who feel this way, but somehow we've got to communicate with each other that we're all here and that we're not alone. It's going to take two things on your part to help us do that. The first is money, as little as $5. Go to jmacforutah.com and donate $5. And if you've already done it and you can do it again, then please do it again. If you can donate monthly, then fantastic. The other thing you can do, and many of you have been doing it tonight, like, share this stream and watch all of our social media. And anytime you see a post from us, if you agree, like it, share it, spread the word. And then we need volunteers to host fundraisers, to host cottage meetings in their home, to help us when we're out at different events. You can click on the link in the description. It's jmacforutah.com, and you can volunteer. If you appreciate anything that I have said to you tonight, then the way that you can help bring it to pass is with your dollars. Manuel Zamora says, you're always spreading positivity. Thank you, Jay.
We're not alone, my friends. We saw an example of that. We're not alone. We saw that this country can have a backlash and stand up for something and cause people to turn around and change their positions right in front of your eyes. We saw that happen with Ukraine. And I know we can do it as a country. So that is my hope. So please take a minute and donate. Other than that, we're planning a bunch of events coming up. It looks like maybe COVID is going to play along so that we can actually have a bunch of in-person events. The last time I ran for Congress, I ran from my living room. It was in the heat of the initial pandemic. And I don't know if we had more than one or two events. We had some cottage meetings for sure, but then COVID hit and I literally was in my living room campaigning for the next however many months. So it looks like we're gonna be out and about, we're scheduling events. If there's events that you think we should be at, please email us, put it in the comments. And remember, we're looking for a name for the RV. If you come up with the right name, then we'll name it and we'll bring it to your house and we'll bring a bunch of JMAC for Congress swag. Let me see if I can get the pictures for you here so you can see it if you didn't see it last time. It's pretty spectacular. Let me see here. Hang on. No. Give me a second. If you're on the podcast tomorrow, I apologize. Here we go. Come on. I hear all this like dead air, and I'm so used to being on the radio, I'm like panicked because there's dead air. Those days are gone. Oh, now my computer's slowing down. I don't know if this is going to happen. David says, how about Hope for America for a name? Yeah, I like that. I'm hoping for something catchy. Here we go. This is what I will do. All right. If I do that, and then I go back into my camera software here, and then I grab and pull it over. Oh, no, I've got to change. Oh, there you go. How about that? That thing is a beast, man. Ooh. This, by the way, is because of donations that we've already received. And I'm basically going to live in this thing till November. If you see it out in the wild, take a picture of it, share it on social media, and I'm probably behind the wheel when you see it. I don't know if that scares you or not. Adam Bean on Facebook says, Star Spangled Vanner. Okay, I'm writing that one down. And I'm writing down Hope for America, too, just so you know, David. We're going to put together a list of these, and we're going to have a an online poll to see it. But I really like, hang on, Star Spangled Banner. But there's Star Spangled Banner. But there's not really stars on there. Maybe we should have named it before we designed it. Star Spangled Banner. It's pretty good. It's pretty catchy. So this thing had the see the horns up there above the driver's side window. It can play really loudly any music, like you know, like the ice cream truck music and those kind of things. So I'm half tempted to just drive it through everybody's neighborhood and make everybody think it's the ice cream truck. yeah, so help us out. Give us your name ideas. We'd love it. And thank you again for your donations, Jake, just donating. and a couple of volunteers coming through as well. David sending me an email as well. He says, I was also thrilled at the bipartisan support of the first part of President Biden's speech. Kudos. It was a wonderful moment. I'll read the rest of your comment when I get off the air, David. Let's see. So I've got emails coming in. I've got, Michael says, call it the Join Me JMAC. Writing that one down too. I was trying to like, you know, I used to do something on the radio called the JMAC News Attack. Everybody wants to rhyme with JMAC a little bit. So Join Me JMAC. Well, that's not bad. You guys all heard the story. Was it in the UK when they did a naming contest for some boat that the government was going to use and the winning, and they committed to use the winning name? And the winning name was Bodie McBoatface. You gotta love people with a sense of humor. All right, Beth here saying the Uniter Rider. All right. Uniter Rider. I like that. Get uniting in there. Okay. All right. Anything else? You guys got anything else? This is a good list so far. I like it. Let's see. I better label it properly before I lose it. Because I have so many things I'm keeping track of nowadays. RV and names. Anything else on your guys' mind tonight? I will be glad to answer any questions that you have. I'll be honest, I haven't kept up with the news cycle as much as I normally do because we've been doing so much campaign stuff. Jake says the JMAC Shack. So I was thinking like, so JMAC Shack. I've been thinking exactly in that way, Jake. I was thinking about the Mystery Mobile or the, you know, like the Scooby-Doo, the JMAC Mobile Shack, the JMAC. We're getting there. I could feel it. We're getting there. You guys are getting closer. And again, we'll put these all up in an online poll. And we'll let the best one win. Any other ones, just share them. And any other questions? Let's see. Nick joining us. Nick says, I know gas prices would go up, but I sincerely hope we boycott buying oil from Russia. I feel like we're still funding Putin's war, even while we publicly denounce it. I heard Germany has boycotted it. Yeah, Germany, so they shut down the pipeline. There's a lot going on, and from what I can sense, I think these sanctions are really going to cut deep on Vladimir. And from what I'm seeing, and again, it's hard to verify everything that you hear, but the reports are that Putin thought he was going to roll over Ukraine. And I think he thought that exactly what happened with Crimea would just happen with Ukraine. People would complain, they'd moan, they'd put in some sanctions here and there, and eventually it would just blow over. And that's the exact opposite of what is happening. As President Biden said, he has unified the rest of the world against him, almost the rest, with a few standouts, a few stragglers, and we know who they are. And he's made Ukraine stronger. So I think that he completely miscalculated all of this. And if it means that our fuel prices go up, although I'm just now putting my name on an RV that is a gas guzzler, that may make it harder to get around the district, but I don't care. If that's what it takes, I do not care. We'll park that thing in the driveway until he gets out of Ukraine, if that's what we have to do. But from what I'm seeing is these sanctions are already having an impact. And I think that they will have a greater impact over time. The question is, can Ukraine hold out long enough?
Chris says, I love that Russians are also standing up to Putin. I hate that they are also suffering, but maybe this will strengthen their freedom as well. Yeah, I believe Russia is weaker. I believe Putin is weaker. I believe that this was a dreadful miscalculation on his part. And maybe, just maybe, he'll come up with a way to save face and get out. He's been demanding that Ukraine demilitarize, that they commit to not join NATO. I don't think any of those two things are going to happen, nor do I think they should happen. So the question is, what can he do now to save face? Hopefully he's thinking in that regard instead of thinking he just has to escalate and escalate and escalate. I hope so. Anything else, my friends? That's all I had planned for you. I do plan on hopefully doing at least one podcast a week, ideally two. Sebastian says, I'm a Republican, but I don't agree with Curtis because he follows the former president and the dictator ideas like the former president Haven. Do you mean Chris Stewart or John Curtis? I'm running against Chris Stewart, but I often get the two mixed up with their names. I don't know why. Nick says, it's also interesting that Russia is trying to broker a deal between the United States and Iran, isn't it? Yeah. And so, again, I just hope and pray that Ukraine can weather this storm. And they have been unbelievable watching this nation come together and be unified in this cause, and watching people stay in the country to fight for their country when they have a chance to leave. It's been reminiscent in many ways about the founding of this country. And I am very grateful to be a member of a nation that, with the exception of some fringe elements, stands firmly on the right side with Ukraine. I'm very glad to be able to say that to you tonight. 10 days ago, I was worried. So at least we have that in this moment. All right, my friends, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Please take a minute and go and donate. Also, remember, some of you may be saying, I'm not in District 2. It doesn't matter. We'll have a cottage meeting in your house anywhere in Utah. Your donation helps us in District 2. Your volunteering helps us in District 2, even if you don't live in District 2. This has to be a statewide effort. So please, please do everything that you can. Nick says, in the end, you're getting my vote. I voted for you last time you ran, for what it's worth, and we need more people like you in Congress. Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So with that, we're just getting the RV cleaned up a little bit, doing some maintenance. You should see it out on the streets early next week. And I will be doing live podcasts from the RV. See, this is where I need the name. Like I'll say, I'll be doing live broadcasts from the Uniter Rider or from the JMAC Shack. See, I gotta have a name. I gotta have a name. So work on that, my friends. Other than that, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Thank you for your support. And again, I think we can do this. I really do. I really do. I wouldn't be running if I didn't think so. So with that, my friends, oh, Jake says the Mac Mobile, okay? Writing that down. Or the JMAC Mobile. Can we work mac and cheese in there somehow? We're going to find it. I just know that the perfect name is going to come. And keep those coming in the comments, and I will see them. He's saying Macmobile like the Batmobile. So you got to say it right. This is exactly right. The Macmobile. Okay. The Manmobile like the Batmobile, Chris is saying. Yeah, that's so weird. You're right, though, Jake. You got to say that correctly for it to have the right flavor and feeling. Hopefully by next week,
We'll have a poll out. Adam says, J-Mac and Streets. All right. J-Mac. Like J-Mac and Cheese. J-Mac and Streets. Okay, this time I'm going to let you go. I promise. Keep them coming. Those of you who didn't get to listen to everything, join me on the podcast tomorrow. That's where I rebroadcast these. And you can catch them on YouTube and on Facebook, LinkedIn. Chris says, sorry, Mac, not man. Yeah, yeah, you were saying what Jake was saying, the Mac-mobile. The more I say that, the more I like it. The Mac-mobile. Join me in the Mac-mobile. Yeah, that has a nice ring to it. But I'm not going to decide. You guys are. All right, my friends, I'm going to start the music. And with that, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Keep those ideas coming. And thank you again for your support. Brittany says, another vote for the Mac-mobile. Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it for sure. All right, my friends, have a wonderful night.